You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
All right, so now I'm going to invite Michael Freebly up and our artist, Nick. I've only seen his name as Nick in the group me for the Umbrella Gallery, Nick Gonzalez. I'm really excited about the show. I'll give it over to Michael Freebly.
Hey, good morning. So I'm really excited about this show, too, as well as our committee to put this together for you, because this is Nick's first solo show. Yeah, so, and we get 5 minutes to talk up here, and it's not going to do justice this morning, because Nick's career thus far really spans over 11 years, but it really takes in a lot throughout his life, which really kind of encompasses itself into the show entitled A Path Less Taken. So, Nick, I was just going to ask you this morning to kind of share a little bit about what that title means for you and what it means through the work that our audience and the public's going to see in the gallery.
First off, I want to say thank you for the introduction. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of this exhibition, as it's my first exhibition ever. And basically, The Path Less Taken is a story about me and my history as becoming an artist. Originally, I didn't want to be an artist. I just wanted to work and make money. I'm basically, since I was a kid, I was driven to be a manual laborer, mostly roofing, landscaping, interior painting, a lot of this manual labor kind of stuff. And it's part of my family as it's part of my culture kind of thing, where I'm first generation Mexican-American here. And that's what my future was going to be. But I wanted to break that cycle. And I'm the first in my family to actually graduate from high school and go to actual university with a full scholarship. Well, originally I wanted to be an artist, and my dad didn't want me to because he said I was going to be poor or whatnot, which it's kind of yes and no. So he kind of told me to go to architect school, me not knowing anything about education, not knowing how to get actual universities compared to trade school. I ended up going to a trade school, and I actually got a degree in computer design and architectural drafting. In 2008, that's when the economy fell down. That's when I graduated. I couldn't find any work in my field. I was $32,000 in debt, and I decided to defer my payments going to a community college. So I decided to follow what I wanted to do, which was art. And I took a class with my professor, who is basically my mentor and my art dad. His name is Chong Chu. And basically, I took a class with him, and we basically bumped heads for like a whole semester. And I was always late. I was always doing stuff at the last minute. He's always calling on me out and stuff. Well, we had this one assignment that was due within a, he gave me like a week in advance to get it done. I did it the last 2 days, drank like 6 monsters, didn't sleep. And I did this piece, right? And I hung it on the wall, and he was hard on the students. So when I put it on the wall, he asked who did it. And he was very aggressive, and I didn't want to raise my hand. But eventually I did, and I told him that was me. He says, no, you did it. You didn't do that. You're lazy. I said, no, sir, I did that. He said, no. And he was like, I really like it. Let's talk after class. He took me to the gallery. I went to the gallery, and I saw the paintings that were there from other students, and I fell in love with this one painting. And he said, you know what? I want you to take my painting class. If you don't like it, I'll pay for it. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, I used to house paint. I don't really want to do it, but I'll try. I'll give it a try. So I took his offer. I took his first painting class, and ever since I got hooked. One semester turned to 3 semesters. Well, 3 years, actually. That was in 2009. So after that first 3 years, all my professors found out that I hadn't done my academics. And they were like, aren't you going to transfer to university? I was like, no, I'm just doing this for fun. They were like, you know what? We're going to kick you out of the art program unless you get your academics done. So 2 years later, I finished my academics, came back. We spoke, got a portfolio together. Building that portfolio together, I applied to three schools, Kansas City Art Institute, Chicago Art Institute, and SMU. Kansas and Chicago gave me not enough money, not even for a semester, so that was out of the question. And SMU didn't tell me anything. So on the last day to actually apply for classes, I decided to go up to SMU and let them know, hey, y'all didn't give me an offer. And they were like, what do you mean? We gave you a full scholarship. You didn't say anything. We've been waiting for you. And I was like, really? So after that, I was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I want to come here. And so so I signed off on it. And yeah, one semester turned to 2 years, got my bachelor's at SMU with a full scholarship. And through them, I actually showcased my work with Mercedes-Benz. SMU and TCU show the work with them once a year, an annual show. And through that, at Mercedes-Benz, they actually bought two of my paintings in their permanent collection. And the ball's been rolling since then. I've actually taught at a kindergarten school. It was like a charter school. I taught for a semester there. And then I taught at Big Thought Creative Solutions of the summer program. I worked there for a summer program. And then after that, I taught at Dallas Camp for about a year. So I've been teaching about for 2 years or so. And then after that, with my fraternity that I joined at SMU, my fraternity brothers, we actually created a gallery, four members total, including me. It's called Gallery 86. And now I'm a co-founder for online gallery. And so basically this is what the title is about, A Path Less Taken. I don't know if anybody knows that poem by Robert Frost. That's like the only poem I remember since I was a kid, like eighth grade. And it just, when I was invited to be part of the show, I had to make a title. And I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to show? My work is not cohesive. I jump around a lot. So I was like, you know what? I'll just show everything that I've done in the past 10 years. And so I was like, you know what? This is a path less taking. My whole route, everybody kept telling me, don't do it. You're not going to make any money. You're going to struggle, which is kind of true, kind of not. But I love what I do. I enjoyed it. And it's taken me in many different places, in many avenues. And it's given me an opportunity to teach. And I found my calling. And this is what I want to do. And I'm really excited for my first solo exhibition, which will showcase a variety of works. It's not cohesive, but it's more of a retrospective. So I'm really excited, and I really thank Umbrella Gallery for giving me the opportunity to have my first solo exhibition here in Dallas, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're excited to have you. I came across your work through an architecture project, coincidentally, with Little Mexico, and saw what you've done in 2014, and that piece is actually going to be on display. And the story behind that, amongst all the others, is going to be really incredible to come out and see. So please come out next Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. here in the gallery. Come see the work. Come chat. And thank you so much. Great morning.